Talk Radio Countdown Show for this, the next to last weekend of December and of 2013.
And I can't find my shoes. It's no surprise that I'm singing the blues. So many holes in my life to mend, and someone just said that the world's gonna end. So today, better be a good day.
Let's make today a good day. I'm Doug Steffen, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. We have come to the end of yet another week of conversation. Friday, December the 20th is upon us, and a lot of people are talking about lots of different things, as is the, let's see, what have we talked about this week, Kenny, that seems to be interesting and exciting, interesting for some, maybe not for others. The White Santa controversy. If there's nothing else that has been created to promote Fox News and Megyn Kelly, I don't know what it is, almost perfect. Would it be the perfect situation if things like this had no controversy attached to them? And you think about it that way, who would talk about it if there wasn't some controversy attached to it, right?
Right.
Under the circumstances. Ken Kessler here, monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So what is being said amongst our group about the White Santa controversy? Anything exciting?
Most is like this comment from Adam. He says it doesn't matter at all.
Hmm. No, it doesn't. It's just something that's whipped up. And maybe this is a way to get people more focused on something other than Megyn Kelly's looks, whether there's any substance there. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Let's see. What other things have we talked about this week? Ah, good old gun control. Man, is this thing getting, it's like beating a dead, really dead horse, fossilized horse. The Duck Dynasty thing, whether or not that has any long-lasting consequence may on this guy's career, if nothing else. You know what I find pretty interesting is the Target story and how big it is. Let's get to that in a few minutes. The thing that's been talked about more than anything else, as you can imagine this week, is the NSA and what's going on. Actually, some pretty hot times fireworks in Washington yesterday over the data collection program. Senator Rand Paul said the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, who denied the existence of these sweeping electronic data collection programs, has done more to damage the credibility of the entire intelligence community than Edward Snowden did. And I would agree with him 100%. These lying son of a guns, man, these people get up there and they lie and lie and lie. And when you get to the bottom line here, Clapper ought to resign. Wasn't he just put in there, Kenny? How long has that guy been in there?
I think it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah. All right. Here's. I don't consider Paul to be a gas bag. I do consider Congressman Peter King to be a gas bag, a congressman from New York. He says Senator Paul should be ashamed of himself, and he goes, Clapper. See, this is it. King is the old style, old hack, old Republican, old blah blah BSing politician, and Rand Paul is on the money when it comes to what most Americans are thinking. I think that we ought to be. Never mind King and what he says. He's just so full of himself. What do you mean an apology to Clapper? Clapper said that there wasn't the kind of stuff going on that is going on. So why should Paul, King is a perfect example of somebody who's been there way too long. And he ought to be a target of a number of groups and individuals who probably could do a lot better job for their constituency than this guy. And he's just one. He's the poster boy for term limits, as far as I'm concerned. Horrible. Just so self-effacing. Ugh. All right. Here's host Rick Daniels. What happens on this hour of the Good Day program is we take a lot of pieces, bits and pieces of radio programs that Kenny's able to monitor over the course of the day to make points that may or may not be salient for you. You can regard your own comments at 888-302-3684. Here's Daniels talking to Peter Mayer from CBS about the independent report. Recommendations, in fact, that were made about NASA data collection program. Essence of the report is, as you've heard during the course of the week, is that this outfit needs to be, the NSA needs to be curbed way back.
This presidential advisory panel suggested we stop spying on Americans so much?
Well, there are 46 recommendations, 300 pages in this report, and while it's easy to, you know, attach a catchphrase or one line on it, it's really complex, Rick. It calls for limiting but not ending the NSA's data sweeping of phone calls and emails. These are outside advisors, intelligence veterans, and they're calling for major new limits on the very intelligence structure, including ending the NSA's stockpiling of Americans' phone call records. Now, just to specify, the NSA says that it, tracks, when number A calls number B, looking for calls to people who might pose a threat. They don't listen to the conversations themselves, they say.
All right, so apparently they did come to the conclusion, I guess, that the NSA has, quote-unquote, gone too far.
Well, yeah, I think that that's a fair way to say it. The panel reports that all this call tracking has made only a modest contribution, in the words of the report, to the nation's security, without an instance where the NSA could say with confidence that the outcome would have been any different without the program. So that leaves the president with classic decisions on privacy versus security priorities.
That's a very sensitive balance.
The president has said that, the country is not about spying on Americans, but at the same time, his people tell us that his main goal is going to be to make sure that we have the programs in place to prevent terror threats.
Where does it go from here? Is it in the president's hands now? Does Congress have to weigh in on this? Where does it stand?
Well, Congress, of course, is going to want to, weigh in on everything. The president could take some executive actions on this. Other things will go to the Congress. You know, some things will have to be passed, I'm sure. But, another interesting thing before we go is, as he was when he was helping himself to NSA secrets, Edward Snowden is an unseen presence in this report. The report calls for actions to reduce what are described as insider threats. But you won't find the name Edward Snowden in any of those more than 300 pages.
Uh-huh. All right, that's, I guess, kind of telling. In a few moments, some more on the White House recommendations here on the number one item on our minds this week, the NSA. It's 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Cafe Nashville. Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No, 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 no. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! I mean, hard.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Our discussion here on Good Day at this point in time talks and conversation and focus on the NSA. Here's another host named Gene Valencenti, who talked to Robert Ellis Smith from the Privacy Journal about the White House recommendations for changes to the NSA.
What do you make of what the White House is recommending? Okay, listen, the courts say it's probably illegal to keep billions of records. Maybe we should let the telephone companies keep those records. What do you think of that?
Well, it might be somewhat of an improvement. Yeah, I think the more you have different custodians here, the more protections there are for the American people. This is probably the most pro-privacy report by the government in 20 years. So that part is encouraging. These are not outsiders. These are all strong Obama allies. But they're all people who have an appreciation of, you know, discreet, careful intelligence gathering and recognition of the interests of Americans.
This is your area. You've been looking at internet privacy, credit card privacy. You've been doing this for years, long before we ever heard of Snowden. Snowden comes along. Do you think he's doing good work, or do you have concerns about him?
No, I would say he's a whistleblower, and he's got a court decision now on Monday that says that much of what he uncovered was unconstitutionally illegal, and now you have an insider White House report that virtually says the same thing and says that these disclosures have led to proposals for important reforms. So it's hard to say that he's a traitor when you've got this growing movement within the government, outside the government, to reform what he uncovered.
Now, I mean, you know, the NSA says, oh, we're not listening in to the average person. We're just trying to track terrorists with our formulas and metrics here. You have nothing to worry about. Do you share that?
Well, actually, the concern is not so much now, and the judge on Monday pointed this out, it's not so much with the content of phone calls. God knows, the content of a lot of cell phone messages are meaningless, but it's the numbers that we call and the numbers that call us that establish patterns. And whenever the NSA finds 3 degrees of separation with a target for terrorism, a possible terrorism, and you, then they're going to be interested in the phone numbers that you've called recently. And, of course, cell phone usage allows for the tracking of your whereabouts, too, over that same period. So we shouldn't focus so much on the content of the calls, which is protected by the Constitution. We should focus more on locational data and also the numbers that are dialed to and from the phone. And traditionally, that has not been protected by the Constitution. But I think that the changing times do now require it simply because the information collection was so massive.
888-302-3684 if you want to take the time or thoughts. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com or Ken@DougSteffen.com. And, of course, the Facebook and Twitter pages with the lights on there. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What if coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Entertaining shows, the contest on the sing-off with these groups that are all a cappella, the Philharmonic, filling your ears with a song they performed last night on the sing-off, Baby, I Need Your Love. We know this song and we like, I think, listening to this. Don't you think this is cool?
Yeah.
Rhetorically speaking or not. Comments appreciated. 888-302-3684. All right, so that's an example of one of the entertainment shows or one of the competitions. The other one is The X Factor. Quite an interesting, I guess, contrast in style and how they do this. Carlito Oliveira with the Christmas Baby. I find all that screaming so annoying, and I don't think it has anything to do with age or anything else. It's just annoying. I would like to listen to the song without all of this screaming. And I think, frankly, Kenny, half of that stuff is edited in. Like, they edit in the laughs on most of these phony, supposedly comedy shows. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think they probably have applause signs there that they light up and instruct the people before they go live. That, you see that light come on, scream your head off.
All right, a little music to get us into a different sort of a place. Back to the issues of the day and the budget this week. Been big on people's minds. Here's host Dave Bose talking to Congressman Dave Reichardt of Washington about why Reichardt says this latest deal is a deceptive step toward reducing the debt.
You call this kind of a decisive step toward budget reduction, and I feel like there's been some overstatement here where it's not really a decisive step, it's just, you know, a step.
Well, I think that some people might agree with the adjective decisive if you take in the totality of our inability to operate the last few years. So in my mind, it was decisive because at least it takes a step forward. And there was some bipartisanship that people saw occurring. And there is a $23 billion decrease to the deficit. And granted, it's a drop in the bucket when you look at the $17 trillion that we are in debt. But I think decisive in a way that we're not jerking from quarter to quarter with the threat of government shutdowns.
Now, I'm with you there in terms of maybe you could say decisive in temperament or decisive when it comes to the actions of Congress. But your statement, like that of Speaker Boehner, the agreement takes decisive action to reduce the deficit, eases the impact of the sequester, and places no new tax burdens on the American people. You know, it's a matter of emphasis. I think you would agree, would you not, that that the win is a small one when it comes to the long-term budget?
Well, yeah, I think if you just look at so this is over the $23 billion is over a 10-year period, but this gives us now 2 years to work on a greater solution. Which I think, the decisiveness adjective is used because it's the first time, again, as you introduced the segment, in recent history that we've actually had more than a three-month continuing resolution. The other thing that this does, I think, that adds to the, I think, the legitimate use of the word decisive is that it doesn't raise taxes on the American people, and it provides some relief to the sequester legislation that was passed, where both parties dug in their heels and we got into this mess over the super committee's inability to produce a product and therefore ended up with a sequester.
Insight Daily Radio. Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. This album is a tribute to Nina Simone, and coincidentally, Nina and Morgan both attended the Juilliard School. Morgan told us how Juilliard helped shape her into the performer she is today.
When I got to Juilliard, I barely knew where middle C was. I was not a musician, and it whipped me into shape because I may not have become an opera singer. I mean, the night is young, but it definitely turned me into a musician and had me so that is what I think of in my brain. I mean, singers are notoriously weak musicians, and I say that with all due respect. We have to work harder because our instrument is in our body, and unless we've played an instrument, theory does not come. It's not second nature, at least it's not for me. So I have to work very hard at my theory and very hard. My ear has always been my strength. The ear training and theory program there for singers is really, really strong. And we're encouraged to compose, and we're encouraged to be the best musicians we could be, you know. And I think that when I graduated and I didn't go into opera, and then there were some lean years, you know, there were times when I said, why did I go there? Why did I do that? You know, like, here I am. What am I doing? You know, and these years later, I think it makes perfect sense to me. So being around all these brilliant musicians and brilliant composers, and there's no way you can't take away from it. I think my experience at Juilliard was untraditional for what I got my degree in, but now I'm just so thankful it all makes sense.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live. Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conversation. That's what the Good Morning programs on the radio are all about. We have fun with various headlines, the Target data breach. We'll get to that in a few minutes because that's really an astounding story when you really get down to the consequences of it. First, though, one of the items that's big this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show that you, many of you can listen to on these same stations, a three-hour overview of the hot hits in the News Talk Radio world. One of the things that has been number one for ad nauseum, it seems, Kenny, what, 2 months? Top of the list has been Obamacare.
Easily, yeah.
Not number one. I'll give you a, it's not number one this week. What we've been talking about already here in this hour of Good Day has been number one this past week. But Obamacare is number three because of the polls that have come out this week on Obamacare. And matter of fact, here's host Larry Rayburn talking to analyst Jennifer DePinto about a new poll that kind of tells you what you already know about Obamacare.
It looks like you interviewed both the insured and uninsured. I'm curious this morning, what percentage of the uninsured are planning on picking up health care through the Obamacare health care exchange, and what percentage are actually going to forego health care and just pay the fine?
In our poll, we found that 56% of uninsured Americans say that they plan to get insurance through the healthcare exchanges, while 35% at this point say they plan to pay the fine. And the top reason cited for people not getting insurance is cost. Far and away the top issue. 50% said the cost is too high, which is why they don't plan to buy it, and followed by those just object to the government requiring it. Among those who plan to get insurance, 38% say they're getting it because health insurance say it's a good thing to have, and 28% are doing so because the law requires that to happen.
Jennifer DePinto, what about those who do have insurance? What is their overall view of the Obamacare rollout?
They still disapprove of the law, more than half do. They are concerned that their costs will increase. 52% say that. 34% think their health care, the quality of their health care will get worse, while 16% say better, 44% say have no effect. They think they'll be more think they'll be hurt rather than helped by the law. So, like, so opinions are kind of similar between the insured and the uninsured.
Interesting. So have, as you look at the trends, Jennifer DePinto, has Obamacare begun to turn around in terms of reputation, or is it still mired in the reputation it earned through the rollout?
Well, in our poll in November, we found that just 31% of Americans approved of the health care law, but that bumped up this month to 39%. And when we asked how the rollout was going back in November, a majority still say it's not going well.
Right.
But back in November, 67% said it wasn't going well, and that dropped to 58% this month. So there are some positive signs, but still at this point, more than half continue to disapprove of the law.
All right. So no news there, I don't think. It's just interesting the way it was set up. That was a good conversation, I thought, an informative conversation, in fact. What do we have at Doug Steffen? Not so much the email that we get, because I monitor that, Kenny, but you monitor facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show on health care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, anything there that's stirring and startling?
I haven't seen anything about Obamacare all week.
Our listeners are kind of off of it. So what does that say about us continuing to talk about it? I think not everybody's going to be in touch with us through any communication channels. This is sort of a general overview of what we determined to be the interesting things based on, again, where Kenny's monitoring, listening to these talk programs, the hosts, the stations around the country. Here's another host named Jay Weber, talking about the overall low number of signups, as mentioned in the last report for Obamacare.
In order for Obamacare to work and be on track, the schlubs at the White House claim that we need to have 7 million people signed up. So each individual state has its goals, the number of people that they want and need to have signed up on their exchanges. And so far, 45 of the 50 states haven't even managed to hit 10% of that goal. And I'll remind you, we're halfway through the 6-month signup window. So unless hundreds of thousands of people are going to spend their Christmas and New Year's days on the Obamacare website buying insurance, these numbers are going to be pathetic come early January. The Obamacare enrollment numbers in Arkansas, they've managed to sign up, and you don't know how they're really defining sign up, because it should be the people who've paid, and it's just the people who've chosen a plan that they're counting in most of these instances. But in Arkansas, 1,400 people have signed up. Their goal by the end of March is to have 51,000 signed up. In Delaware, 793 people have signed up. Their goal for March, 35,000. In New Hampshire, 1,500 people have signed up. Their goal is 19,000. In West Virginia, 775 people. In West Virginia, all of 775 people have signed up. They want to have 24,000 signed up by April 1st. Oregon has signed up. They have a notorious, they have a wonderful website that just doesn't work. It looks great, just doesn't work. They've signed up 44 people on paper, I'm sure, by using paper application. The goal for the state, they want to sign up 237,000 people by April 1st. 237,000. They've signed up 44 people. Washington has signed up 18,000 people. That sounds impressive. Their goal is 340,000. And so it goes down the list. In Minnesota, our neighbor, they've signed up about 4,500 people. Their goal is 67,000. They're still trying to hit 10%. And the National Review says none of the states that I just mentioned are Democrat governors. I mean, all of them have Democrat governors. None of them are Republican governors. They say the Obamacare fans' usual dodge and whine is that the rollout is being impeded by uncooperative Republican governors. It doesn't apply in any of these states. The difficulties in these states indicate that the problems with the program don't stem from insufficient enthusiasm from GOP lawmakers. They do note some states are doing better. In New York, they've got 50,000 people signed up, but their goal is 218,000. And in California, they have 159,000 people signed up for Obamacare. Sounds impressive. They're aiming for 1.3 million. But the only states that have reached 10%, the only states that have reached 10% are these five: California, Colorado, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Kentucky. And, of course, at this rate, there's just no way that the other prediction that the conservative has made doesn't come true. That as of January 1st, Obamacare will have caused more people to lose their insurance than gain insurance. Of course it will.
Those are pretty startling numbers, aren't they, huh? When you get right down to it, success or failure, is it just a political determination? Or do those numbers have value for you when thinking about what this is doing to our economy, to our population, to our psyche as a nation? It's really pretty telling. Having insurance is a great idea. Coverage for health care, superbly good idea. The way that it's been put together, disgraceful. Just disgraceful. And so there's nothing, I don't know, there's anything else we can say about it. So let us take a deep breath and move on in a moment to Target, if you will, here on Good Day.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. I mean, hard.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89, a 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16, or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
16 and a half now before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, wrapping up the week conversationally with some of the important hot hits.
This is a Target credit card attack, Kenny. Pretty amazing in the numbers alone. How many people have been affected? You wouldn't have thought that there would have been, since Thanksgiving, 40 million transactions at Target stores around the country. I guess they have a lot of stores. Here's host Kevin Thomas one of the business talk radio hosts that we monitor, talking to Seth Rosenblatt, who's on CNET. They discussed the enormity, as we are just discussing, Kenny and I here, of this credit card breach.
Has anything like this, to this magnitude, with 40 million credit cards, ever happened at a retailer like this?
Yes. Big data breaches of this kind have happened before. They're not particularly common. This is quite huge. I would, offhand, I would say this is definitely in the top five that have happened in the past decade in the U.S., possibly in the top three.
So as you have done research on all of those and have looked at this situation, take me inside the hacker's mind. What are they trying to do with, I mean, 40 million credit cards? Are they going for the bulk and then just use a few of them? What do they want to do with 40 million? What could they possibly do with that many?
There's a lot of damage they could do with 40 million cards. One of the most interesting things about this case, and I want to be clear that your listeners understand this, is that this isn't a hack of online transaction sales. Mm-hmm. This was a hack that accessed in-store transactions. So whenever you went in and swiped your credit card or swiped your debit card in the past 3 weeks, basically since Black Friday, that information, your credit card number, your security code, your PIN number if you're using a debit card, and your expiration date were transmitted back to Target Central for processing. And it looks like, we don't have confirmation yet, but it looks like that's the information that was picked off. And as for what the hackers can do with this, you know, if they charge $1 per person per card, and, I don't know, 10% of those get in, that's still an enormous amount of money. So it's extremely important that that your listeners check their credit card bills and keep tabs on what's being charged over the next few days as well.
Wow. Can you imagine what this is going to do toward with Target's business from now till Christmas? People are going to stay away from Target because they're going to worry about their credit card being hacked, right? Wouldn't you? I sure as heck would. Here's host Holly Carr, producer Sandy on his program, talking about the security breach at Target and what you can do to protect yourself.
Okay, now you know there's been another huge huge security breach has come to light, and it is of course Target, one of my favorite places to shop, and that's where I get a lot of my nice polo shirts for a very, very reasonable price. But there's been a problem with Target's here in the holiday shopping season. Target is grappling with a data security nightmare that threatens to drive off holiday shoppers during the company's busiest time of the year. The nation's second largest discounter, after Walmart, of course, said Thursday that data connected to about 40 million credit and debit card accounts was stolen as part of a breach that began over the Thanksgiving weekend. The data theft marks the second largest credit card breach in the U.S. since retailer TJX Companies announced in 2007 that at least 45.7 million credit card and debit card users were exposed to credit card fraud. Target's acknowledgement came a day after news reports surfaced that the discounter was investigating a breach. Now, among the people who were affected by that, not me because I haven't been there lately, and I'd like to, if at all possible, I like to avoid going anywhere near any kind of retail outlets during this time of year for obvious reasons. But Sandy has been there a couple of times since Thanksgiving. Sandy, how many times have you been to Target since this data theft was occurring?
Three times. We actually went Black Friday in the morning, and it was a very pleasant shopping experience, I have to say. We found everything we needed and used our, you know, debit cards, like I usually do during Christmas, to pay for everything, because I don't like to rack up, you know, credit card bills, so I tend to just pay right out of my bank account.
Yeah.
And a couple other times since then, for smaller stuff, been back in there, because there's one right up the street from here. There's one at the Arsenal Mall.
Right.
So it's right up the road. So, yeah, I've been there three times during the infected period. I'm very excited.
So what are you going to do about that? By the way, we'd like to get some calls on this, 1-877-469-4322. What are you going to do about this?
Well, already I've... I've called the three credit reporting unions and put a fraud alert on my credit and a freeze, which means nobody, including me, can get any new credit cards or anything else, open any new accounts for the next 3 months.
That's probably the most important thing to do.
I think you're right about that. That probably is the most important thing to do. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Up next, the Duck Dynasty suspension here on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but Fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Duck Dynasty, lots of controversy about that this week, including information from the entire Duck Dynasty clan who are standing behind Patriarch Phil Robertson. This could put the A&E show in jeopardy. They have said collectively, quote, "We are disappointed that Phil has been placed on hiatus for expressing his faith, which is constitutionally protected." This is the statement from the family on Duck Dynasty. "We've had a successful working relationship with A&E, but as a family, we cannot imagine the show going forward without our patriarch. We are in discussions with A&E to see what this means for the future of Duck Dynasty." So that's the latest on that. Here are our hosts, Tim Conway Jr. and Aaron Bender, talking about Robertson getting suspended by A&E.
Glad is slamming Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson for vile comments about homosexuality. Says, "We are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ magazine, which are based on his personal beliefs that are not related or not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty." Well, that's probably not true. Again, it says, "We're extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and are not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty." A&E said in a statement, "His personal views in no way reflect those of A&E networks." Well, of course they don't. I mean, these are, you know, people who have network jobs in Hollywood who drive Priuses, who either are gay or have gay friends or relatives, and they don't think like that. You don't have to, you know, deny it. We know who you people are, and we know that you don't believe the same as Phil Robertson, who lives on the bayou. But I don't understand why, you know, A&E's got to put the statement out.
It's boilerplate.
It's
total boilerplate.
All right. Well, anyway, it goes on here. We have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. I heard he was fired. I don't think he's on hiatus. I think he's gone. But the news comes after Robertson compared homosexuality with bestiality in an interview with the magazine. He'll likely appear in season 4, which starts January 15th, since production is largely wrapped. It seems like, to me, here's the comment. Let's see if I can read it before I read it on the air. Seems like me and a man. Okay, all right. I can't read the comment on the air.
That's fine. Not a problem. But can you imagine if you're the GQ reporter and you've got your tape recorder on the table between you and Phil, and he's saying these things? I mean, you've just got to imagine if your career hasn't been made yet, it is now.
My suggestion. If you have a hit TV show, don't answer any questions about anything controversial. And I'm talking not only homosexuality, but I'm talking anything. You know, don't say you love Obama or hate Obama. Don't say, you're for abortion or you're against abortion. If you got a hit TV show, then just have a hit TV show and then use your money to, forward whatever your political beliefs are. But don't do it and ruin your show.
I got a lot out of Ed McMahon telling me once the reason that nobody knew his politics was for that very reason. Why would you want to offend half the people that could be your fans? Right?
Yeah.
Shut up about it until you're, made a lot of money and you're free and coasting. Here are hosts Gary Meyer, Tom Skilling, and Laura Evan talking about what they thought Phil Robertson should or shouldn't have done when it came to being interviewed by GQ.
Is this man simply expressing his beliefs or spewing bigotry? Either way, Phil Robertson, the patriarch in A&E's Duck Dynasty, won't be duck calling on the air anytime soon. The network suspended him after he made controversial remarks about gays and blacks in a magazine interview. Robertson told the interviewer that he never saw the mistreatment of any black person during his 67 years living in the South. In the January issue of GQ, Robertson says homosexuality is a sin and puts it in the same category as bestiality and promiscuity. And there you go.
Maybe not the best thing to say as gay marriage begins to sweep across the country right now.
Why do you want to touch these third rail issues when you're riding that high?
Exactly.
You know what's going to happen unless you've been living under a rock.
It's terrible.
Whether you firmly believe that or you think you believe whatever, you know where this is going by now. Look at Paula Deen. She's just crawling out from that wreckage.
I mean, these guys hit the lottery. There's no reason they should be multimillionaires and the biggest thing on television.
Well, but he's going to still be a multimillionaire because
right. They
made more money with the duck
but
calls
still.
And all the gear that's going
to
be
it's
selling
sad to
like
see
hotcakes.
A duck shoot itself right in the foot.
What a great line that is. Quack, quack. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.